And so we went up to the door of this apartment building. We knocked on the door, the address of this lady. She was not home. But as we were coming out, there were several people in the parking lot eyeing us, and they knew that we were not from that neighborhood. And two of them were sitting in the car. It was a man and a woman, and another guy was standing at the door of the car, and they were kind of eyeing us. And when they saw us coming back from that lady's door, they said, are you looking for Mrs. So-and-so? And we said, yes, yes, we are. Who are you? Well, we're from the Green Lawn Church of Christ, and she came over a couple of days ago to our benevolent center and was needing some help, and we wanted to make sure that she got everything she needed and if there's anything else she needed. And he said, oh, y'all are from Green Lawn. Yeah. Now, we have a very active benevolent center, I'm going to tell you. We're very well known in Lubbock. And this guy said, you know, I'm wondering if y'all could help me. Well, what do you need? Well, my dad just passed away about 2 weeks ago, and I'm struggling. Would you pray for me? Well, if you'll come to the building Sunday morning at 9:15, of course we will pray for you. So we stood there, and this man and woman are still sitting in the car there. So we stood there, we held his hands and prayed for him. Then about that time, this man is sitting in the car said, would you pray for me? Sure, what do you need? Well, this lady sitting over here, she's a prostitute that works for me. Now, what we discovered is we had stumbled onto the guy who was trying to make a deal with a pimp to buy the prostitute. That's what we had discovered. And she had just gotten out of jail. And so I turned to that deacon. I said, Paul, would you mind praying for them? Yes. I saw a miracle take place. I saw a man who never thought that he could talk to anybody about spiritual things melt. And after we got in the car and left, as we were driving away, he said, Jack, this is where we need to be. I can't believe, and this guy's a lawyer, but now he only does real estate law. And he said, I didn't realize how messed up Lubbock, Texas is. And I said, brother, you hadn't seen anything yet.